Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Officials to pursue murder charges against Alex Murdaugh. Elon Musk's father claims he's had a second unplanned child with stepdaughter, 35, and says we're on Earth to reproduce. Further evidence that he may be an alien. And an Ohio man arrested for allegedly raping and impregnating a 10-year-old girl.
This is True Crime Today.
Not only a tragedy for the family.
It's unfathomable.
Shot to death more than half a dozen times, likely with a shotgun by his own mother.
True Crime Today.
So he then drove her body in her van about 5 miles away.
Police say she put her newborn in a trash bag and threw the baby over an upstairs banister.
A podcast that examines real stories in real time.
Disturbing.
He says she asked him to help her end her life.
True Crime Today. Starts now.
That indeed it does. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. And if you would, leave us a review there on Apple Podcasts. We do greatly appreciate that. Tony and Carol Hughes with you on today's episode of the program. And yeah, what's going on?
You know, I don't normally have two crappy people of the week, but this week I do.
You do?
Yeah, because really I was talking about another person in another episode, but he was kind of, I think we decided the shittiest person in the last couple months or something like that.
Shittiest person of the last couple months, part two.
And this is just maybe, sometimes I wonder about people, are you just being a shitty person because you want to be a shitty person? Like, are you trying to be shitty to get attention maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know. So this could fall in that. Are you being intentionally shitty, or are you just truly shitty?
Yeah.
Because, so Matt Gaetz.
Yeah. Okay.
Gaetz,
yeah.
Gaetz. I'm not sure how you say it. He's a Florida congressman.
Yeah. He kind of looks like a Ken doll, and doesn't he have like a lot of allegations of weird shit against him?
And they're sex. Yeah. They're all sex related. Yeah. With young women.
Yeah. Where he kind of plays this card of like, I'm uber religious. He strikes me as like a really bad television preacher, almost. Like if he leaves this, I could totally see him having a future Jim Baker in Branson.
So here's what I don't like about him this week. So he came out against a proposal to create a nationwide active shooter alert system.
Okay. Why?
Calling it an effort to program citizens to hate the Second Amendment. It's because they want you to be afraid of the Second Amendment. It's because they want you to be afraid of responsible gun ownership. They hope that if they program you and bombard you long enough, that you'll hate your own Second Amendment rights, or that you may tattle on your neighbor who is lawfully and rightfully exercising theirs. That statement alone kind of reminds me of the whole overturning of Roe v. Wade.
Yeah.
Like, that's a little weird, turning that kind of statement around into. But he thinks that it would just bombard people with all these active shooter alerts. I'm like,
well, here's the problem. We have a lot of active shooters. And if we can call it out a little bit more, maybe we'll have less if we patrol this a little bit. But I don't know.
What
we're doing now isn't working.
You know, it's like the Amber Alerts. I guess he could have, back when that became a thing, he could have been, we're going to bombard people with missing children.
Yeah. And you know what?
They're going to get sick of it, and they're going to go after the First Amendment. But I'm like, what if having active shooter alerts, now I haven't read this legislation. I don't know if it's right or wrong. I don't know. But I'm like, why not just say it might really work? You know, I think there's got to be some issues on, you know, what is an active shooter alert? Like, but wouldn't you want to know, like, instead of you're driving home from work and you're like, oh, I think I'll drive to the grocery store, and you happen to drive right through an active shooter situation. Yeah. Wouldn't it have been nice to know?
I think Mac,
or before you went into the mall, that they have an active shooter situation, because they all entered on one side and you're entering on the other. Like, I don't know.
I think the thing that Mac,
I don't know if it's very realistic to do it or if it's possible to do it. I don't know.
I think the biggest thing about his comment really had absolutely nothing to do with the shooter, anything to do with it. I think it was Matt Gaetz going, oh, I can be in the headlines for saying something provocative that doesn't involve me getting caught in sexual crimes. So I'm thinking that's probably, he's trying to just say provocative things that have nothing to do with anything.
That's what, like, are you really that shitty of a person?
I think, but if it gets him, you know, off of the other bandwagon of all the other shit that we found out about him, that is good for him. So it's kind of fighting fire with a different fire. Like, one's going to, you know, completely destroy your career. The other's just going to burn down the house and you can rebuild.
Because I don't get what having active shooter alerts sent to your phone makes you. I don't get how that makes you afraid of the Second Amendment.
No, it would make me afraid of the active shooter at that moment.
The Second Amendment, there's like fear of the Second Amendment. I don't get, that makes no sense.
No, it doesn't.
I'm assuming he just opened his mouth and something kind of stupid came out.
Yeah, I would gather. I mean,
he said, listen to this. So, because they went blah, 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 be afraid of the Second Amendment, he claimed, rather than the population supporting responsible gun ownership, particularly for those who live in crime-ridden blue enclaves where their cell phones, quote, will likely be buzzing off the hook, unquote, with alerts.
Well, if they're buzzing off the hook,
so
then we need to fix that problem.
Because it's the Democrats are shooting each other and their phones are going to be blown up. There's so many active shooters. I'm like, now you're kind of making me afraid of you by saying that kind of shit.
Yeah.
It's just,
well, if there are that many active shooters, as he seems to imply, then shouldn't we be, you know, going in trying to figure that out too? Not just being mad at somebody trying to alert another person. Again, I think so it was
the,
just, let's
the
say,
bill did pass the House, whether it passes the Senate, who knows, doubt it, but. You know, is that, I don't know if it's a bad thing. I don't know how it works.
Yeah.
I don't really. Every time I get an Amber Alert on my phone, like, it kind of freaks me out. And I tell you what, if I'm in my car, you damn straight, I'm looking for whatever car they described in that Amber Alert. I think it's good to know.
Anytime
there have been children saved by Amber Alerts.
Of course.
There could be people saved by.
100%. If you're at a shopping center, I mean, could it create mass panic in some cases too? Yeah, I think we got to think about that a little bit. You know, if you're in the middle of a concert and everyone's phone goes off and says active shooter, you're going to start hearing screams and a stampede will ensue. So I do not agree in any way, shape, or form that it should scare you about the Second Amendment, but I do think we need to think about situations like that. And could this cause more harm than good, actually? Because you're going to have those times where
I think there's a million other issues that might not be right. Is the concept of it okay? Yeah.
Concept,
Practically, how does it work? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyway, but I just thought that was a shitty thing to say about it.
Sure. Well, anytime you can get the attention
blue enclaves
off of 17-year-olds,
their phones will be going off all the time because of where they live.
Yeah. Anytime you can get the attention off of the 17-year-old, it's good for Matt Gaetz. Alex Murdaugh, finally.
We said this a long time ago.
I don't understand. Like, everybody in the world has been saying this, but why did it take law enforcement this long to finally say, yeah, I think we got him? Like, what were we all missing?
They have to have the evidence. So we don't know what they have or don't have or didn't have or what they have now.
Okay.
But if they don't feel like they have a case, they didn't have DNA, they don't have video.
Okay.
They got to have some kind of case against him.
Well, Alex Murdaugh, the disgraced South Carolina lawyer, was charged with murder on Thursday for the deaths of his wife, Maggie, and son, Paul. During a hunting trip to the family's hunting estate, Moselle, Maggie and Paul Murdaugh were fatally shot. According to his death certificate, Paul, 22, was shot in the chest and head. According to Thursday's indictment, he was shot at close range with a shotgun. According to a person familiar with the investigation, Maggie, 52, was found lying face down and shot multiple times in the chest and back, according to the indictment. Mr. Murdaugh's lawyers denied guilt in the statement. Alex wants his family, friends, and everyone to know that he did not have anything to do with the murders of Maggie and Paul. He loved them more than anything in the world, read the statement. But we know that Alex did not have any motive whatsoever to murder them, but asked for a trial to begin as soon as this fall, an unusually quick timeline. Attorney General Alan Wilson said the case will be tried as soon as reasonably possible. In addition to Maggie and Paul's deaths last year, two other suspicious deaths, an assisted suicide attempt, and millions of dollars in missing money have been investigated by the South Carolina Low County's most powerful family. His 81 felony charges, mainly related to financial crimes such as breach of trust, forgery, and money laundering, have kept him in jail since last October in Columbia, South Carolina. Murdaugh allegedly defrauded personal injury clients of at least $8.5 million by taking settlement payments meant for trust accounts and depositing them into his own account. In late July, he was also charged with distributing oxycodone. In many cases, he's pled not guilty. His lawyers have blamed many for Mr. Murdaugh's problems on an opioid addiction. State prosecutors gave scant details on the indictments, which were handed down by a grand jury in Colleen County, South Carolina, on Thursday morning. Mark Keel, chief of the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division, said that the investigation has been painstaking and methodical. Over the last 13 months, SLED agents and our partners have worked day in and day out to build a case against the person responsible for the murders of Maggie and Paul and to exclude those who were not. Mr. Keel said, today is one more step in a long process for justice for Maggie and Paul. He was the former head of State Trial Lawyers Association, founded by his grandfather, which was disbarred earlier this week by the state Supreme Court. In addition to running one of the state's largest personal injury firms, his father, grandfather, and great-grandfather served as district attorneys for the five-county region for nearly a century. Prior to being fired last September, Mr. Murdaugh was a part-time volunteer prosecutor and partner in the family firm. The Parker Law Group spokesperson declined to comment on the indictments. As a result of longstanding relationships with the family, local law enforcement agencies bowed out of the investigation into Maggie and Paul's murders. It has been a year since state investigators said little about what happened, other than that there was no danger to the public. Mr. Murdaugh's lawyers said last fall that despite being identified as a person of interest, his alibi was solid since he was visiting his ailing mother that evening. He admitted liability for the theft of a $4.3 million insurance settlement in a lawsuit filed by the sons of his former housekeeper, Gloria Statterfield, in May. Miss Statterfield died a few weeks after falling down the stairs in Moselle. SLED has opened an investigation into her death. Murdaugh has largely been indicted by a statewide grand jury based in Columbia, which investigates conspiracies involving multiple players and spanning jurisdictions. There have been three criminal charges filed against alleged conspirators, including a banker, an attorney, and a former client as a result of Mr. Murdaugh's duping. They have pled not guilty. Moselle's sprawling, swampy 1,700 acres are also part of Hampton County and a home in the family firm, so the double homicide charges were heard in Colleen County. The Murdaughs have held significant power for a century in Colleen, one of the five counties in the 14th Judicial Circuit. Since the local solicitor recused himself last August due to close ties to the family, the state attorney's general's office has presented the charges. What you have to wonder about something like this is how, you know, tight everyone was in his family with everybody for the last like 100 some years. What were the dad up to? What was the grandfather up to? I mean, is this really just Alex Murdaugh acting, you know, rogue, or did he learn this from somewhere? And I don't know. I'm just speculating, but I'm going to guess maybe.
I mean, you've got a good point. You know, there could be all kinds of psychological things. Like, he was the kid who could never live up to the dad's expectations.
Yeah.
Sort of issues. But he also had a really bad drug problem.
Yeah.
And so that could answer for it. He could have had, you know, they were great, upstanding, wonderful people.
Yeah.
But he had a drug problem. So it's hard to tell.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. I'd be curious. Anytime you have a town like that where these type of people are dug in so deep into the community, that's just a recipe for disaster. That's a recipe for wrongdoing. And then he's kind of maybe not see it at that exact moment, but I wonder if anyone dug in deeper to the other's lives deeper and see what are some things that surrounded these people throughout their lives that were kind of questionable, but nobody raised an eyebrow about it at all at the time. You know, I don't know. Those are just, I wonder about things like that.
And I wonder what they have on him that they didn't have before, because they had to have come across some evidence. There has to be a reason now why they were able to arrest him.
I wonder what it was.
I watch enough of those damn crime shows, because they're always saying, we don't have enough for an arrest.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to have been doing the same thing in this case.
Yeah. And they found, I wonder what it was. This is interesting. Elon Musk's father claims he's had a second unplanned child with his stepdaughter. 35.
Isn't that creepy?
And says, we're on Earth to reproduce. Oh, my gosh. Earl Musk, 76, told The Sun he welcomed a daughter with 35-year-old Jana Buziendout 3 years ago. It emerged in 2018 that Errol had a baby, Elliot Rush, named Rushi, and now 5 with the Jana, who's 41 years his junior, and had raised since was 4.
Is that creepy?
So he raised this girl since she was 4, and then he's having sex with her?
Yes.
No, and that's not that.
Having children with her.
That's fucked
this
up.
This is the second one.
I don't care that it should never matter if it's God.
You raised her like it was your
daughter. The argument to me,
it's stepdaughter.
It'll be arguable. It's stepdaughter, so it's not blood. Yeah, but you raised her.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Psychologically, it doesn't fucking matter.
Because to her, you were dad.
And
she was 4. At what point did that go? I don't even want to think about that.
Yeah. Tech CEO Elon was reported to have gone berserk when he found out his South African engineer dad was having a child with Jana, who lived with him while growing up. Errol was married to Jana's mother, Heidi, for 18 years and had 2 children together. Now Errol has told The Sun his purported second child with Jana was unplanned, but that he was living with her after the birth of their son. So what does that make that? So he has a child, children with the mom and with the daughter. So those children would be what?
Oh, shit. That's like half sibling, aunt, niece, nephew.
Aunt sisters.
Like aunt or uncle, niece or nephew.
They're aunters. They're ancestors.
Half brother or half sister.
They're half sister. They're half siblings, and they're also each other's aunts and uncles.
Yeah. And nieces and nephews.
Jesus Christ.
So that's my...
Yeah.
That's my half-sister and my aunt. Like, that would be weird. Or my half-sister and my niece.
God. And my uncle's Elon Musk. The tech CEO's dad said, I haven't checked her DNA, but she looks just like my other daughters. She looks like Rose and Tosca mixed up. She looks exactly like Rushi, and she behaves like him. So it's pretty obvious to know. He added, she wasn't planned, but I mean, we were living together. She, Jana, stayed here for about 18 months after Rushi was born. But I realize she's 2 generations behind, whereas her mother was 1 generation behind when I married her. So any man who marries a woman, even if you feel very sprightingly, it's going to be nice for a while, but there's a big gap, and that gap is going to show itself. I married her mother when she was 25 and I was 45. She was probably one of the best-looking women I've ever seen in my life.
He's saying that about the mother of the woman he just had
a second child with. Yeah. Errol and I...
His stepdaughter's mother is so complicated.
Errol said he no longer lives with Jana, but is confident they have a lot of affection for each other. He added, but the thing is, it's not practical. She's 35 next birthday, so she's getting on. So eventually, if I'm still around, she might wind back with me. It's difficult. I mean, I would much rather have them here, but Jana came and spent a few days here about 6 months ago. The kids are starting to get on my nerves. Then I miss them as soon as they're gone. So he goes on and kind of talks about all that. And
yeah, that's so nice of him. They're his children. The kids kind of get on my nerves.
They get on my nerves. You know, I just,
because you're old, you're 75. That's why they get on your nerves. You shouldn't be having children.
You shouldn't be fucking your stepdaughter.
Amen to that.
Like that should just kind of be like, but not on the menu
away for this whole episode. Just know that.
You shouldn't have fucked your step. Like, oh my God. I mean, I feel bad for Elon Musk in this situation because he's, you know, built his world from the ground up.
Another woman. Like, you know, he's got money. He can take care of as many kids as he wants to have, but
sure. But it's just like,
I assume his dad's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, that would be pretty uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So that's someone you consider your sister, and now your dad's having kids with her.
Yeah.
Feels very incestuous, even though it really by definition isn't, I guess.
It is by definition, actually. By definition, it incestuous can be with a step parent.
As long as it's like that father figure.
I think like emotionally, that's probably
to be charged with it. Do you have to be biologically related? I have no idea.
I don't know. I mean, I think it's more of an age thing more than anything else. So as long as the person's of age, but God, yeah. An arrest made in a rape of Ohio girl that led to Indiana abortion, drawing international attention. This is from the Columbus Dispatch. A Columbia man has been charged with impregnating a 10-year-old Ohio girl who traveled to Indiana to seek an abortion and led to international attention following the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade and activation of Ohio's abortion law. Gerson Gerson?
Who are we talking about?
Gerson Fuentes. There we go. I couldn't say it for a second. Fuentes. I was just totally stumbling over that. Gerson Fuentes, 27, whose last known address was an apartment on Columbus North Side, was arrested Tuesday after police say he confessed to raping the child on at least two occasions. He's since been charged with rape, a felony of the first degree in Ohio. Columbia police were made aware of the girl's pregnancy through a referral by Franklin County Children's Services that was made by her mother on June 22nd. Detective Jeffrey Hoon testified Wednesday morning that Fuentes' arraignment on June 30th, the girl underwent a medical abortion in Indianapolis, Hoon says. Hoon also testified that DNA from the clinic in Indianapolis is being tested against samples from Fuentes, as well as the child's siblings, to confirm contribution to the aborted fetus. Franklin County Municipal Court Judge Cynthia Ebner said the case did not warrant Fuentes, who is believed to be undocumented, to be held without bond. Ebner said a high bond was necessary, however, due to Fuentes being a possible flight risk and for the safety of the child involved. Before being arrested, Hun and Detective David Phillips collected a saliva sample from Fuentes. According to a probable cause statement, Ebner set a $2 million bond for Fuentes, who is being held in the Franklin County Jail. The criminal charges and testimony from the Columbus detective further confirm the disturbing story that's become a key flashpoint in our national furor over the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. The Indianapolis Star Gannett sister paper of the Dispatch first reported earlier this month that a 10-year-old rape victim traveled from Ohio to Indiana for abortion services after most abortions became illegal in her home state. The account was attributed to Dr. Caitlin Bernard, an Indianapolis physician who provides abortion services. The story quickly went viral, appearing in outside outlets across the globe and became a top talking point for abortion rights supporters, including President Joe Biden. "Imagine being that little girl," Biden said Friday as he decried a high court's decision. "I'm serious. Just imagine being that little girl." But in recent days, some abortion opponents, Republican politicians, and news outlets have criticized the story as unproven. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost questioned the validity of the account during an appearance on Fox News this week. Yost, a Republican, told Fox News host Jesse Waters that his office had not heard a whisper of a report being filed for the 10-year-old victim. "We have regular contact with prosecutors and local police and sheriffs. Not a whisper anywhere," Yost said on the show. Yost doubted down on that in an interview with USA Today Network Ohio Bureau on Tuesday, saying that the more time passed before confirmation made it more likely that it is a fabrication. "I know the cops and prosecutors in this state," Yost said. "There's not one of them that would be turning over every rock looking for this guy, and they would have charged him. They wouldn't let him loose on the streets. I'm not saying it could not have happened. What I'm saying to you is that there's not a damn scent of evidence." On Wednesday, once news of the arraignment of the Columbus man accused in the child's rape came, Yost issued a single sentence statement: "We rejoice anytime a child rapist is taken off the streets." He later added that he's absolutely delighted that this monster has been taken off the streets. If convicted, he should spend the rest of his life in prison. The same person he just said he thought didn't exist. During Wednesday's hearing, Assistant Franklin County Prosecutor Dan Meyer requested Fuentes be held without bond. He said Fuentes is not believed to be in the country legally, and there are questions about his identity. Hoon testified that detectives spoke to Fuentes although through an interpreter, and Fuentes admitted to having sexual contact with the girl. An interpreter was also used during Wednesday's hearing. A 10-year-old also told police Fuentes was the father of the pregnancy. Hoon testified. Meyer said the girl had just turned 10 recently, meaning she was likely impregnated at 9 years old. Clark Tobin, an attorney with the Franklin County Public Defender's Office, said it was unconstitutional to hold Fuentes without bond, especially with DNA confirmation of the pregnancy's father still pending. Now, that's the reason you hold someone without bond for that, so you can confirm very quickly. Give it a day. Calm the fuck down. He said Fuentes had lived in Columbus for the last 7 years and had a steady job at a cafe. He also had an address where he could live that was not the same location as the 10-year-old. If convicted, Fuentes would face a potential life sentence in prison. So, holy shit.
Okay, so there are so many things that really make my blood boil about this whole story.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to say it. Everybody has a right to their own opinion. I happen to be pro-choice. And this little girl was raped. She was 10. And at 10 years old, chances are she couldn't even carry that baby. Her little body isn't developed enough to carry
no, it would kill her.
A child to 9 months, you know? So, and then that should be a decision. Like, I can't even imagine. Not only was she raped more than once, then she would be forced to have this baby.
Mm-hmm.
But like the, on top of all that, you know, like, I can't imagine what her parents are going through and what a horrible decision they had to make. And then they had to take her out of state. You know, she's 10. She shouldn't have a baby by the time if she just turned 10, she would have the baby when she's 10.
Mm-hmm.
Then all these people like Tucker Carlson and everybody, they're saying the whole story's made up.
Not at all.
Yeah. They're just saying this shit. That this story, and then the attorney general of that state, like, I haven't heard about this. The guy you just mentioned, like, I haven't heard about this. And I'm like, it happened. They arrested the guy. So now all these people should be like, oh my God, this is tragic. You know, can we not agree that a 10-year-old should not be having a baby?
Mm-hmm.
Then some woman today in front of Congress is like, well, but, you know, we don't consider that an abortion. I don't know what an abortion is, I guess.
They don't consider that an abortion?
No.
Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal. They couldn't perform it in your state. So that would be considered an abortion.
So now they've got the attorney general or somebody in the state looking into charges for providing her the abortion. And then on top of that, the National Right to Life organization came out and said that 10-year-old should have the baby. I'm like, Jesus Christ. So you want people, I know there's so many things. So this child should have so this child is born into this world. So her mom did the right thing and had the baby. So now this is a child at 10 years old who has been raped, and you're going to force that child to have a child. That makes no sense to me. That makes no sense. Like, you want to bring these children into the world, then horrific things happen to them, and you just want to add on to it.
Well, the thing is,
she was 6 weeks pregnant. It's not like they aborted the child at 8 weeks or at 8 months or 7 months.
Here's what doesn't make any sense to me.
Sorry. This whole story got me going.
The thing is, why, when they turn this over, so I guess it does go to the States, but I would think that the hysteria that goes on of this can't happen here under, but I would think that the States would be very quickly going to, okay, it can happen in these ways, but in emergency situations like this, it can. I don't know. I don't know why.
States that have that in place.
Yeah. I don't know why that wouldn't be there.
Some states that say rape or incest.
Yeah. I would think that that would just be there. And then that would calm everyone down. Yeah. And that's
not in every state.
That's, yeah.
I mean,
well, in some states, it's a way of life.
I'm just talking about a 10-year-old kid. I'm not going to get into the big old rest of the discussion I could have all day.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just feel like this is a child. What is the best interest of this child?
Yeah.
The best interest of this child is to not have a full term pregnancy.
Yeah.
Because I think the damage that would do to her psychologically and physically, and then are the parents expected to give this baby up for adoption? And, you know, because okay, so here's another thing. I know of a situation in my own life where, and it's a long story, and we don't even have time for it. But somebody I used to be really good friends with, long story, we're not. She had some mental issues. But at some point, she had a baby. And she told the parents that she had been raped. I will guarantee you, I was friends with her at the time. We were hanging out. She kept the pregnancy a secret. Had she been raped, I would have known. She would have told me. This girl has grown up her whole life thinking that she was brought into the world through rape. Now, she knows it. And she's in her 20s now. And so I met her and I told her.
Oh, gosh.
I don't think it's true.
Is the mom still around?
I don't talk to her.
Okay. You don't.
I haven't talked to her in years.
Does she talk to her?
She will have nothing to do with her.
Okay. Okay. So good.
So
how did that go, Maury?
You know, so this poor girl, I even told her, I said, I don't know what things you've told yourself when you're all alone. You know, because it's the thoughts that you have when you're alone and you're by yourself. And to think that, like, anytime you're really angry, it's like, oh, my God, am I like my dad?
Yeah.
You know, he raped my mom. Like, they wouldn't have even known each other.
Sure. Sure.
Because the story she said, she didn't know this person. She was, you know.
Yeah.
Taking out the trash and got raped. And that's a lot for someone to deal with.
Yeah.
That's a lot. So we're not really taken into consideration, especially with this 10-year-old child.
So did she ever
take into consideration what psychological and physical damage it does to the child who's already here?
Yeah. Did she ever identify her alleged rapist?
No.
Mm-mm. Wow.
But she said she didn't know him.
Do you suspect who the father might be just based on her relationships at the time?
No, I don't know who it was. She had a few different relationships.
Okay.
But nothing serious at the time.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, that messes with your head.
Yeah.
You know, and so So now these parents of the 10-year-old are forced with a really to come up with a really difficult decision once she has the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Do you just get rid of the baby? And now do you just act like nothing happened, get her some counseling, and let's hope for the best? Or do you say, you know what, we're going to keep the baby? I mean, I don't even know how you make decisions like that.
You shouldn't. I mean, that's... It should just be automatic
so
there for the life
really,
of the,
really,
of the
really
child.
Bad for this poor family who went through something so horrific.
Yeah, and now they're going to be drugged through, the trash by
And at least their name's not out there yet. I'm sure it will be.
Yeah,
but then you've got the Tucker Carlsons and people, and you know they're coming out and saying, "Yeah, this never happened." Joe Biden said this story; it's not even true. It's true. You're living it.
It's like the ones, I mean, it's just loony at this point. It's like the Sandy Hook deniers and shit like that. It's like, how can you just release yourself from reality that well to believe some of that shit? I wish I had that ability, because that would be fun to fucking do. It would be fun to disconnect and not be aware in any way, shape, or form, or just choose really what I want to believe to such a level that all sanity goes out the window and I can just flip a switch and be like, oh, those facts, those things I saw, never saw them. And I don't know. I don't know how. I don't get it. I don't know. There's just facts, and there's that's it. There's facts.
And you know, and here's the thing, like I have my how I feel about it. And thank you for indulging me and letting me really say what I felt. But this is a story that's been really bothering me for a couple of days, and other people have the right to their opinion too.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hold on just a minute?
Yep.
Just so I can edit this out. Wait.
I'm going to sing a little bit of
tune. You don't have to. He went and laid down.
Okay.
I thought my dog was getting ready to have an accident in the house. He's 16 and 7 months old. So.
Darn.
Shit happens, and I mean that literally.
I was just going to get into a little Doobie Brothers and.
Of course you were. Little yacht rock.
Yeah, you know, why not? I thought, you know, whatever's happening there.
She comes from somewhere back in here long ago.
Michael McDonald is not bad.
Sentimental boomer. She
got her ass on
you. There you go.
So anyway, if I sat down and talked to someone who is pro-life, I'm not ever going to change that person's mind. They're never going to change my mind.
Sure. You just end up stabbing each other with coffee spoons.
I just think if you can, you know, people get pissed off because they have to wear a mask, or had to. You don't have to these days. But there was all that outrage about wearing a damn mask. But then somebody can say, yeah, but in your uterus, you have to have that. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, that's a long ass discussion for.
Yeah. No, I mean,
I think it'd be interesting to get a group of people together who don't agree, but rational people.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm not here to change your mind, but here's how I feel. I'll listen to how you feel.
Change my mind.
And we'll shake hands and go our separate ways, you know, but I'm not going to change your minds.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter. I can walk in a protest, hold up a sign. They can stand in front of a clinic and hold up a sign.
Sure.
None of that shit's going to change anybody's mind.
Mm-hmm.
But man, when it comes to a child being raped,
yeah,
10-year-old child, or anyone being raped, you went through the most horrific, violating thing. Like, I've been robbed before and walked into my house and felt horrifically violated. I have never been, like somebody breaks in my house and rapes me sort of thing, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people sanely thought, well, yeah, it may be illegal here now to just kind of go in and do that, but there's got to be a clause for things like that. And I'm not saying like it's a good thing that it's gone or anything like that. I'm just saying that that's what I think a lot of people who were happy that it was going away thought that.
And then those same people who could be happy about it could end up pregnant. And then there's something goes wrong with their pregnancy. And seriously, I would be really sad for anybody who has to go through that. Like, you know, there's so many people who want children and they finally get pregnant and then to go through something mm-hmm. like having a miscarriage. But there are people who won't be able to get that miscarriage dealt with.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's not a viable pregnancy, but we are detecting a heartbeat. So you're going to keep having to carry that baby.
Yeah.
You know, women could die from some of
that. Well, that I'm hoping as the states like roll out their legislation, there's going to be stuff in there that is covering things of that nature. And it can't just be a flat out across the board. Well, I don't know.
It's a sad thing. Yeah. In some states it is.
Yeah. That's scary.
And that's sad.
That is sad. And that's state by state now. So no, it's totally fucked up. Totally fucked up. I would like to find this individual who did this. This is where we can do the public executions again. I'm totally cool with bringing that back. Like, if we're going to go really old school, let's go really old school.
I mean, raping a 10-year-old child, that just...
Bring out the gallows.
Sick. It makes me sick.
You can have like a little dunk tank. You do it like a dunk tank. Yeah, and he falls into a thing of piranhas. And yeah, you just toss the ball.
Well, and honestly, child rapists, once they go to prison, that is not a pleasant experience for them. You know, not like prison ever is anyway.
But it would be much more satisfying to be out on a nice hot summer day watching him being eaten by piranhas in a tank while eating a chili dog.
That is so 1600s. It's like, we're going to pack a picnic lunch and watch Anne Boleyn get her head chopped.
That's what we're going to go old school. Let's go old school, kids. Okay. Let's go really old school. All right. That's going to wrap up today's episode of True Crime Today. Thank you guys for listening. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any episodes of the program. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to True Crime Today.
True Crime Today. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of our full episodes, breaking news updates, and daily briefs from True Crime Today.
Since 1983, Nissan has been building award-winning vehicles right here in America, so there's no need to cross the pond, the river, or even your neighbor's driveway to find real quality. And this summer, Nissan is making it easier than ever to upgrade your ride. No new tariffs, just lower MSRPs on the best-selling Rogue and Pathfinder. So you can finally wave goodbye to that old car with the mysterious dashboard rattle and the tape holding that bumper together. Whether you're craving advanced tech that feels like the future, serious comfort for those long drives, or the peace of mind that comes with driving something that doesn't squeak every time you turn left, these SUVs have you covered. But don't snooze on this. These offers are only here for a limited time and while supplies last. It's just one more reason why Nissan is ranked number one for the new vehicle quality among mainstream brands. If you've been waiting for the right moment, consider this your opportunity and head over to your local Nissan dealer before these offers disappear. Learn more and find your new Nissan at NissanUSA.com. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock US-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. With plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/IHEART for 40% off. Terms apply. L-E-T-E-N-T-Z.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.